Welcome to this week's issue of Tech Talk. I'm Lynette Luna. This week I spoke with Chris Gates, Vice President of Strategy with SkyTerra, formerly known as MSV. We spoke about the company's pending introduction of a next-generation all-IP satellite and a crucial deal with Qualcomm that promises to bring cheaper handsets with attractive form factors. Thanks for joining us today, Chris.
Lynette, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
First of all, can you talk a little bit about how SkyTerra serves the public safety community and what its next generation all-IP network will mean for first responders?
Absolutely. Today we serve the public safety community in a number of different ways. First of all, we provide traditional, predominantly vehicular mounted voice and push-to-talk solutions to public safety agencies in both remote areas as well as in times of disaster and emergency. For example, during the spate of hurricanes that hit the Gulf Coast over the past few years, Hurricanes Katrina, Gustav, and Ike, SkyTerra solutions were among the only ones that were available when terrestrial infrastructure was devastated. Beginning about 2 years ago, we also began the implementation of what we call our Satellite Mutual Aid Radio Talk Group, or SMART programs, now serving approximately 18 and in partnership with approximately 18 total public safety agencies, including 9 federal agencies like the Department of Justice and the Center for Disease Control, and state and local agencies, for example, the Connecticut State Police. We provide operational push-to-talk capability for response to specific events and disasters. So what that means is that in partnership with the Department of Justice, for example, we provide a push-to-talk communications capability over a talk group that can be sized for the incident or for the response capability that's necessary. People and groups can be added or subtracted as necessary as well to provide critical communications over satellite. We expect that on our next generation system, we'll be able to provide similar services. But even more importantly, we're going to be able to much more broadly proliferate these services within public safety agencies. And let me explain what I mean by that. Today, satellite communications rely generally on relatively expensive, relatively larger terminals. Our next generation system is going to enable communications with devices that are identical in form factor and performance to existing cellular terrestrial devices today. We signed an agreement in September of 2008 with Qualcomm, whereby Qualcomm will actually be including both the L-band, which is the frequency over which our satellites operate, and our next generation satellite air interface into their mainstream terrestrial chipsets. This will actually start with two chipsets, their first LTE chipset platform, the MDM9600, and a 3.5G converged platform, the MSM8660. Both of those platforms are going to have, at no cost, a satellite communications capability. So we think that our ability over our next-gen system is going to be greatly extended. It will allow far more public safety personnel and first responders to have access to critical satellite communications.
And obviously, Qualcomm is a pretty key partner. If you wanted to partner with the chip partner, Qualcomm's the one, right?
We believe that Qualcomm is one of the best technology companies in the world, and they're one of the largest chipset providers in the world as well. It's not well known, but Qualcomm is the largest 3G chipset provider in the United States, providing virtually all of the chipsets that go into phones on Verizon and Sprint networks, and a large portion of the 3G devices that operate on the T-Mobile and AT&T networks.
With that, could you talk a little bit about the MSS and the ATC coalition and their recent letter to Congress requesting that emergency networks, supported in part by federal funds, be required to use devices that are capable of operating both on terrestrial and satellite networks?
Absolutely. I think that we're actually a member of that coalition. And we believe that there really is no reason for emergency personnel and networks that are deployed using federal funds to have anything less than the best technology that's available, the most current technology that's available. The fact is that Qualcomm is enabling satellite communications over a number of satellite systems, not just our next generation satellite system. We're actually working in partnership with ICO Communications, who has a satellite, a next generation Communications satellite in service today, and TerraStar Communications, who will be launching a satellite a little bit later this year. TerraStar satellite is similar in design to those that we'll be deploying, and will enable communications once again with very small devices. So next-gen chipset platforms incorporating satellite at no cost, incorporating the appropriate frequencies to communicate with satellite networks, certainly should be a frequency even of devices that are primarily designed to communicate with terrestrial cellular networks.
What are some of the biggest hurdles that you come across when you're educating, you know, public safety or other customers about satellites?
Well, I think there are a couple of misconceptions in the marketplace about satellite, and while predominantly true for current satellite systems, they largely fall away with what we've been able to achieve with Qualcomm and with Boeing, our prime contractor on our next generation satellites. And the biggest one, of course, is that satellite devices are extraordinarily expensive, and historically that has been the case for a very simple reason. Most of the power in satellite networks has resided in the terminal. It's relatively inexpensive to make a high-powered terminal compared to the expense of putting an enormous amount of power in space. But technology is advanced, processing power is advanced, and we strongly believe in the vision that the network, the power of the satellite network, largely should reside in the satellite. That's why we're building two of the largest and most powerful communication satellites that have ever been launched into space, featuring 22 by 26 meter reflectors. And in geostationary orbit, we'll have two satellites providing redundant coverage over North America. The implication of that is that we can reliably close a satellite communications link with a cell phone without any user assistance. Basically, that means you can use your device just like you do today, but you'll have access to a satellite. You'll have access to a satellite communications path, obviously with the limitations that, for example, the satellite communications path will be non-functional indoors under most circumstances.
And I think also one of the misnomers is the fact that there will be no competition going forward, but in fact, I mean, there's a number of competitive satellite offerings that are becoming to market.
That's absolutely the case. In fact, Globalstar has plans to launch a next-generation system. Iridium has plans to continue to operate their current system and augment it with the next-generation capability. ICO Communications has a next-generation satellite in orbit. Inmarsat still provides services over North America. TerraStar provides services over North America. And, of course, we provide services today and plan on providing services going forth in the future. And, in fact, actually, TerraStar doesn't have their satellite up yet, but will later this year. It's a competitive marketplace. It's subject to competitive pricing. It provides a ubiquitous communications capability. You know, one of the things I think that people frequently don't take into account when they consider satellite communications as well is that it's a niche. They consider it a niche service, a service that's only usable in remote areas, a service that really is for emergency response. The reality is that in an environment and in a market where people are ever more dependent on wireless communications, having a satellite backup link embedded into your primary terrestrial device is of more importance today than it's ever been, despite the improved coverage quality of today's cellular networks, because being out of communications has far greater consequences in today's hyper-connected environment.
With that, I thank you for joining me today and educating us on the satellite industry.
Absolutely.
Expensive technology and clunky handsets played a large role in the satellite industry's downfall in the late 1990s. Today, satellite operators are armed with new business plans, better technology, and perhaps most importantly, the satellite-enabled chipsets that are going to be available at no incremental cost. The power of that cannot be overstated. That means satellite services can move cost-effectively into the mass market with no impact on device form factor. And that, of course, is good news for the public safety community. Thank you for joining me today.